As you can tell, both Tim and I are excited to share our latest edition of Quantum Leadership. In addition to updates in the content of the book, this fourth edition is now using the nationally recognized Quality Matters program rubric for online course design to assist faculty using our text in their courses. We reviewed the rubric for higher education and worked to address as many of those standards as we could. As you know, Quality Matters programs have a highly respected quality improvement model for assuring the quality of online courses through a faculty review process. Well, there are three components in the program: the Quality Matters rubric supporting best practices that are research-based, the peer review process, and the professional standards development process. Our efforts in this textbook focus on providing support for the standards in the Quality Matters rubric. The rubric, comprised of 8 general standards and 41 specific standards, focus on high-level content and alignment of the standards across major categories. These include course overview, learning objectives or competencies, assessments and measurements, instructional materials, learner interaction and engagement, learner support, and course technology that provides a robust framework for online education. We believe these standards are critical for success as we move forward from our in-person education to hybrid and online learning models. Both the design and the quality of the content are emphasized in supporting the work of educators using best practices across the spectrum of course content. Standards emphasize a clear introduction to the materials to guide students in getting started. In each chapter, we have included learning objectives that are clearly intended to describe the anticipated student outcomes that are measurable from the student's perspective. The objectives use Bloom's taxonomy language to assure the appropriate level of learning as well as being measurable. Oftentimes, leadership concepts can be challenging to measure and evaluate. However, we have worked hard to include meaningful goals that will increase student understanding of the content in distinguishing fact from opinion, as well as in developing translational skills of the content to their current organizations. The quantum leadership content is presented in multiple formats for the instructor to choose from: scenario discussions throughout the chapter, multiple choice questions, videos and competencies, as well as comprehensive case studies are provided to enhance the learning experience, and significant faculty-student engagement. These assessment opportunities can be used throughout the semester or the course to assure ongoing progress. As noted above, we have integrated multiple levels and types of instructional materials, such as written, audio, video, internet websites, and interactive exercises. Our websites are thoroughly reviewed and believed to be highly supportive of the identified objectives. These materials are clearly linked to course objectives and serve to reinforce, clarify, and extend understanding of the content. Of particular note in our textbook is the recency of the references and the supporting citations based on both theoretical and practical knowledge. Numerous perspectives of the course content are provided to support broad-based learning rather than fad-focused approaches. We believe the sooner students can become engaged in the learning of the leadership content, philosophy, and applications, the sooner will knowledge increase and behaviors change. Our goal has been to provide material that is not only highly referenced, but also provocative to challenge student ideas and encourage movement to embrace the new concepts and solutions for future organizational functioning from the leadership role. Numerous team-based exercises are provided to encourage collaboration and dialogue. Students are continually reminded of the team-based nature of work in organizations. Seldom is any work accomplished by the individual. Another benefit of the quantum leadership content is the progression of activities and content. Content begins with a larger complex organization and then moves to new principles for leadership, to increasing learning about innovation and change, and then to the specific roles of peacemaking, crisis management, vulnerability, managing errors, managing organizational toxicity, and many others, ending with the spiritual nature of leadership. With this approach, students often follow the trajectory, but often return to review the foundational principles of a complex system. We have provided many resources that are internet technology-based. The use of multiple sources and venues for learning cannot be underestimated. The availability of podcasts and videos easily accessible support the mobility of our current students and the portability of the course content. To support learners, responses to many of the discussions and scenarios and multiple choice items are provided to facilitate that discussion and learning. In many situations, students and faculty will discover that there are many solutions to situations depending on the context in which the situation occurs. These types of discussions are highly encouraged. Opportunities for students to communicate directly with the instructor are encouraged, as well as online community learning discussion boards. Finally, the comprehensive case studies at the end of each chapter provide high-level scenarios to assess student understanding and integration of the chapter and course content. As authors, both Tim and I hope you will find this additional feature to quantum leadership most helpful and supportive to the great educational work that you continually do and produce. Thank you.